That's exactly 8 o'clock.
Yutes Samed Aleph, and this Gemara is 19a1, second column. Or in the regular Gemaras, is Boyer Shlokish, it's six lines from the top. Okay, the Gemara is something like this. Boyer Shlokish, Shlokish has the Shaila. Mal Shemiyadit Adam Levnei Katan. Now, normally the din is a minor cannot do Kedushin. If a girl is a minor, the father can accept Kedushin for her, but she cannot accept Kedushin for herself. Right? And then before in the Gemara we learned what happens if a girl was sold as a slave, a maidservant.
No, we're learning this exactly.
Yeah? You're learning this Gemara in Kedushin?
Yeah, she's a katan under 3, we don't have to worry about her being right.
Violated. Yeah. Oh, good. It's good. Okay. No, it's good. So the question is like this. A boy, even the father can't do Kedushin for him. Because Kedushin, the part of Kedushin that's demanded from the man has to be to acquire, and he needs to have maturity to acquire, so he needs to be bar mitzvah. So in other words, if a 10-year-old boy comes even to a 15-year-old girl, gives her a ring and says, "Ariat mukadeshesli," it's worthless, because the cotton cannot do Kedushin. The question is, can the master who bought this girl as a slave, can he give, marry off this maidservant to his kid under bar mitzvah? Gemara says like this, what's the shaila? Because the Torah says, im livnei yadeno, which means if you give it to your son, b'nei kol duhu, no matter what age it is, or dilma b'nei dum yadidei, or does the son have to be similar to the master? Mahu gadol, just think the master, in order to do kedushin, has to be an adult. Av b'nei gadol, the same thing, the son also has to be a gadol. So this is the shaila v'Reish Lakish. Okay? Can yud be done to a boy under bar mitzvah by the master? So Amir Abzeda, and Abzeda says, Toshma kam, I'll prove it to you. It says in the Tatum about the law of adultery, it says, Ish, if a man will commit adultery, Isha Shayina Fazeshusreyu, that's what it says. If a man will commit adultery with his friend's wife, meaning a married woman, so then he got punished. So it says, Ish, Pratl Kotten. It says in the Torah, if a man will commit adultery, ish, excludes a katan. Asheyina fasecious ish, then the pasuk continues, yutesam et aleph. Then a man that will commit adultery with a married woman, pratle ish is katan, which excludes the wife of a katan. This is what the Braisa says. Okay? So the Gemara says like this, the Shaila was, can you do yud with the katan? Can the master marry off the girl, the maidservant, to his kid who's under bar mitzvah? So it says that when the Torah says ish, it means excluding a kid. If a kid commits adultery, you don't kill him. But ishes or ish, the woman has to be not the wife of a katan. So it says, if you could say there's a din of yud, that means that there is a concept of the master marrying off the kid to a katan, matzino ishes the katan, then you do have a married kid under bar mitzvah, by yud.
Why not?
So why should ish exclude a minor if you have a case when a minor is a married man by the case of yud? So the Gemara says, no. Elamai, so what do you want to say? Ein emayayid. There is no yud by a minor. So amaykum emayat likra. Why does the Torah have to say that there's no marriage by a kid under bar mitzvah? How could there be? And the fact, Tivshim Minei, so the fact that the Torah needs to tell us that you could, Tivshim Minei, why can we prove in the Braisa that you could do yield to a cotton and he wouldn't get killed? Meaning like this. The Gemara says, the fact that the Braisa says that Ish excludes a cotton means it is feasible to have an Ashes Ish of a cotton, but you're not punishable. Right? So that itself should prove that you could do yield. Because how else would you have a wife of a katan? The Torah says if an adult man lives with the wife of a katan, they're potter. How in the world do you ever have a wife of a katan? The fact that the Torah has to say you're potter, that you don't get killed, shows that such a possibility exists, but you don't get killed. How, so it must be yud. So this itself should prove that it is possible to get married to a katan, but the only feasibility could be by Amay video, because otherwise there's no kedusha by a katan. Amay Ravashi, Ravashi says no. The case is like this. B'yavim b'nteisha shanavi emechad, a yavim 9 years old. You know where you have a case of marriage that's not with yud? A case of yibum. Okay, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Haba yavim b'nteisha shanavi emechad, Haba Yevim Teyaskinen, who lives with the girl that he was supposed to do Yibum with. Okay? Then it's like this. A boy over 9 is possible to have relations. Like by a girl it's over 3, by a boy it's 9. Okay? Therefore, by the way, all the dinim of Yichud, you know, apply to a boy over 9 and a girl over 3. Why? Because there is a possible for relations. With a boy over 9. Okay. Now, but a kid can't do kedushin. Because he doesn't have das. He doesn't have the seichel. What happens if there's a girl that needs to get yibumed? Okay? Which is incorrect Hebrew. But the girl is married, a woman is married to a man. The man dies, no kids. Okay? So there's a din of yibum. The problem is, the yibum's 9 years old. Okay, so normally you would have to wait until it becomes bar mitzvah to do yibum. What happens if that 9-year-old kid lived with a sister-in-law, had relations with the sister-in-law? Now, the fact that he's able to do relations, and now he had relations with this woman, min hatayda, she becomes an eish yisish. Automatically. Because you don't need kedushin there. The truth is, even though the Chachamim say, when you marry a Yibum, you need to do Kedushin, but that's only Midrabanan. Min HaTeira, Hashem made the Shidduch. Hashem made the Kedushin. Yavama Yava Allah. The Torah says you have to have marry the Yibum. So Min HaTeira, Bia would be enough. So if the 9-year-old kid lived with his Yavama, she becomes an Eish Yisish. Right? Now the question is, so the Torah there says, Pratla Ashes Katan, that if somebody committed adultery with her, she wouldn't get killed. But there is a concept of Ashes. So who says Yud is the case? Maybe the case is Yibum. He said, Dimidaraisa, Chazale, Minatera, she's already bound to him from before. So Mahu the Tame, I would think that Kiva Nimidaraisa Chazila, the fact that Minatera, she's bound to him because she's the Yibum, 1982. Ubiyasi Bia, and his relations, so I would think, Haba Allah, whoever lives with this Yavama now, Mischayev Be'eshes, it should be Chayev, as in a married woman, for adultery, Kamash Mulan, the Braisa says no, because she's an Eshes Katan, and Eshes Katan is not liable to get capital punishment for. Because there's no real Kedushin, even though the guy lived with his Yavam, who's older than Bas Mitzvah, but he was underage, but he's 9, so then I would think you'd be Chayiv, and the Braisa says no, because he's still a Katan. And that's the Halacha, by the way. You need to wait for Yibam or Chalitza until the kid's Bar Mitzvah. You can't do it earlier. Because you can only do Chalitza when there's possible to do Yibam. In fact, in many cases, there was recently a case here also, you had to wait until the brother became Bar Mitzvah, and after it became a mitzvah, then it became the chiyuv of Yibum or Chalitza, and they did Chalitza like we do today.
But in this case, they remained married for 4 years, since the Yibum was 9. So the marriage has validity for 4 years?
Well, I would think it's still not... The woman is still not punished for adultery because it's still not a full-fledged wife because he's a katan.
But except adultery, they are man and wife.
You're a man and wife. Yeah.
So she can't marry anyone else?
Right. She can't marry anybody else. If she had relations with somebody else, she wouldn't get killed because he's a katan.
She can't file joint tax returns?
In America, they'd be in jail.
he's a minor, he's a dependent, so he wouldn't be joined.
She's his dependent. So the Gemara says, "May have a law. What's the halacha about the first question? Can you do yield to a cotton or not? Can the master marry off this ama to his kid who's under bar mitzvah?" So the Gemara says, "Toshma, come, I will tell you the din." It says in the Braisa, "Amar Rabeiva, Amar Rabiane, Rabeiva said the name of Rabiane, and yield ela begodol." Yield can only be to an adult. So clearly he says a cotton is not. And he says, secondly, and yield elamidas. You need to have intent. Okay? So therefore you see clearly in the Braisa that a kid cannot do yield. So the Gemara says, tarti. I mean, why does it say, and yield elamidas, and yield elamidas? I mean, it's the same din. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's matam, the Braisa is explaining the reason. Matam, what's the reason? That ain't yield ala begadol. You can only do yield to an adult. Lefi shein yield ala midas. Yield has to be intentional. A kid, the Gemara says, ain't baidas, doesn't have intent, doesn't have the maturity of intent. And therefore, that explains the reason. Now, the Gemara is not saying two dinim, it's saying one din. Why is yield only to a gadol? Because you need das. And a kid, the cotton, doesn't have das. So that's the Gemara's ruling so far. Iboy Seima, okay, another answer. My midas, what does it mean das? Doesn't mean the man's das. It means das dido, the girl's intent. And the one is going to explain what this means. So in other words, the Braisa said it could be two different dinim. One din says you need to be an adult to do yud, meaning the master cannot marry off the maidservant to his young kid under bar mitzvah. That's number one. And secondly, there's a second din, this answer is explaining, that you need das. Whose das? Her das. Not her okay. Her knowledge that it's happening.
Notice.
Yeah. Because it says, the Tana, and he explains, the Tana, Abaye, the son of Rababu, taught the following din. It says, Asher lo yo'odo, what happens if the man did not marry her, right? It says, La'am nochre lo yimsho, he cannot sell her to another nation. Melamed the Torah teaches us, Shetzarech li yado, that he did not, that he needs to do yield. That's what the Braisa says. So he says, what do you mean? You don't have to do yield. If you don't want to marry, you don't have to marry her. He said, what does it mean? Hutana lovu amalo. This Rababaya said the Braisa is explaining it. It means the Kedusha yield, that the Kedushin, you could do yield, valiba Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who said before, mois harishenis, that the initial money that the father bought the, sold the girl with, lav l'Kedusha nitnu, is not given l'Kedusha. Meaning as follows. We learned before a machlekes, and we're going to go more into this machlekes. When a guy does kedushin with the oma, yield, does he have to give her something now, or doesn't he have to give her something now? One opinion in the Gemara said, you don't have to give her anything now. What are you giving her for kedushin? You have to give something to the girl for kedushin. The money that the father has bought, sold her for, at the beginning, and the master gave the father money, that money is a prepayment of kedushin. In other words, that money is given, l'chatchila, that if kedushin is going to happen, this money was designated for kedushin. That's one opinion. Second opinion, which is Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that the first money was not given for kedushin. The money the father bought the girl, sold the girl for, nothing to do with Kedushin. What are you giving the girl now? Kedushin, you need to give something.
For freedom.
Oh, you're giving her freedom? And that freedom is worth money. Right? She doesn't have to work. A person would pay money not to have to work. So therefore, that's the Kedushin. Okay? So now, it says, you need to do the yield. Meaning, when you give the girl the money, okay, you need to give her the freedom, so she needs to be aware of it. So this is what the Gemara says. The Braisa said a statement before, Ein Yodala Begodol, Ein Yodala Midas. So first the Gemara thought, one answer is, it explains it. Why can you only do Yod to an adult? Because you need Das, and there's no Das. Okay? Hi. Second opinion says, no, it's two different dinim. One din is, only a Godel can do Yod. You can't marry off to your young kid. And secondly, the girl needs to know about it. Meaning, you really need to give her something, even though it might be her freedom, but she needs to be aware that she's getting something for the sake of Kedusha. She doesn't have to agree, by the way. Like you said, you have to inform her. She doesn't have to agree to it.
You don't have to?
No. Not by Yud. By regular Kedushin, yeah. Last week's Parshu, even though it's before Matan Torah, we learned out, they said, V'nishala es pia. Let's ask the girl. So Rashi comments in the Gemara, Mikan, Shemasina se'ishala mi daita. But over there, daita means she has to agree. Right? You can't come over to a girl and say, okay, I'm informing you, you are becoming Mekudeshes to me. I mean, it doesn't work. If a girl...
3 years old. No,
that's only the father does. No, no, no. Talk about an adult. Eliezer was the shliach, so he was able to do it for Yitzchak.
No, I mean the girl.
The girl's consent.
I understand. Okay, that's another question. So it's a ketana, somebody else said Shabbos.
She was older.
Well, Rashi holds she was 3. Tosfos holds she was 13. It's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, in the Gemara Ksubas, and in the commentaries on in Chumash. Rashi holds she was 3. Tosfos refutes it. And Tosfos says she was 13. So then the whole thing is completely different. Then she wasn't a ketana, then she had her own mind, it was her own kedushin, you know. But the Gemara is saying that what does it mean she needs das? So the two dinim, en yir ele begodol, and en yir ele bedas, the girl has to know about it.
Is she getting married?
Yeah, by yud, I'm saying. That she's marrying the guy. No, I'm saying that the Kedushin is now becoming effective.
But she's a slave.
Then now she becomes an Eish Yesish.
Underage slave, or girl. We're talking about. It's different from the
other. No, now she's going to get married. But they do yield with her. The girl's under Bas Mitzvah, right? Once she's Bas Mitzvah, she's not an Amma anymore.
So they go through the whole process of Kedushin?
Yeah. Well, again, there's no Ariat Magdashati because it's automatic, but what he's giving her now is the freedom. Rav Nachum Yitzchok answers, you can even say, by the way, Afil Temel Kedusha Nitnu. You can even say that the Kedusha is done with the first money given. Why would I need her Das? Says Shani Hocha. It says in the Torah, Yo'oda. What does Ya'adah mean? You're going to marry her. The Torah adds the word, Ya'adah means she has to be informed that she's getting married.
Does she get a kesuva too?
Yeah. Yeah. She becomes a full-fledged wife. If they want to split, she needs a get, you know, whatever. To get to get, she can't marry a kayin. I mean, all the...
The whole nine yards.
Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. What, the Gemara is going to explain, where does Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda say, where do we see the din, Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda, that the first money was not for Kedushin? Where do we see Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda says such a din? Right before the wide lines, by the way, the line before the wide lines in your test. Okay, so Gemara says like this. And this is a very interesting argument. Because, let me explain the first outside. What's the difference if the first money is for Kedushin or her freedom is... What's the difference? Bottom line is, the girls are getting married. Who cares? If the first money... What would be the halachic difference in practical language. What would be the halachic difference if the first money was given for Kedushin, or the freedom that he's doing now is the money for Kedushin? What difference does it make? Well, by Yid, it doesn't matter knowledge. She has to be informed. But the Gemara is going to say a very interesting difference. What happens if at the end of the 6 years, 10 minutes before the end of the 6 years, he does yield? Now, if he's giving her freedom, it's not enough freedom to be a pruta. Kedusha needs to be at least a pruta, right? At least to be valuable, something. Right? So, if you're doing it mamish at the end of the day, that there's not enough time to be considered gaining from the redemption, so then it wouldn't be a good Kedushin. But if you're saying the original money, which was given 6 years ago, was for Kedushin, then there is a valid Kedushin. But, huh? Yeah, the Gemara says, let's see, says, the Tanya, it says like this, Yehoda v'hevda. It says, right, if you don't do yield, right, then you have to cause it to become redeemed. Meaning, you know, it has to be allow her, the girl, to be bought off by the family. So it says, Sarach she'esh shows b'yayim, the needs to yield can only be done during the day, k'day p'diya, when there's enough time to redeem her through deduction of money. Meaning, there has to be enough money, a pruta, that she should be able to be redeemed. Mikan amar Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda says from this, then we see like this. Im yesho is b'yayim. If there's still enough time at the end of the day, lasis ime shava pruta, to perform a pruta's work, left, then mekudesh is, then the yield is good. Because, again, now he's giving her freedom that's worth a pruta. Right? But im lav, if there's not enough time, say only 10 minutes, let's say, for argument's sake, an hour's work is a pruta, which is minimal currency for Kedushin, yeah? So let's say, if you break up the 6 years based on the price that they paid, right, it would be, 1 second. So he says like this, let's say there's an hour based on the price that they pay, to figure out the rate, how much she gets per hour. So let's say it's a pruta per hour. Okay, that's the work value. So if you have 2 hours left to the day, and he says, yield, so then for sure, everybody says the Kedushin is valid. Either now you're giving her two prutas worth, or you're giving her the money from Kedushin that you bought her with. But what happens if it's a half an hour before the end of the day, you have a half a pruta's work left. So if the original money is the Kedushin, then it's good. But if the redemption now, then it's no good. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you see from here, from this Pasuk in Torah? Alma Kasavar, Sigmar explains, Mois HaRishaynis, the first money, Lav LeKedushin Nitnu, was not given for Kedushin. Because if the first money was given for Kedushin, who cares if you have time at the end of the day to redeem her or not? The bottom line is, the Kedushin was valid 6 years ago. I mean, now, retroactively, no, it's not retroactively effective. The Kedushin starts from now with the money you gave her 6 years ago. Nachman by Yitzchok says, no, afilu, it's not a proof in this pasuk. He says, afilu teimel Kedushin nitnu. You can even say the money was given for Kedushin, original money was given for Kedushin. Why do you need an hour at the end of the day to be able to redeem her? And if less, the Baisa says there's no Kedushin. He said, well, over here the Pasuk says, Vahevda, meaning, the fact that the Torah says, Yiyud, redemption, teaches us that there has to be that amount of time. And if there's not that amount of time, the Kedushin is not valid. Even though the first money was the money for the Kedushin. Not what you're doing now. But the Torah gives a detail. All the other details in the mitzvah. The Torah says, 1 second, the Torah says, you know what the detail is? When is the first money effective for Kedushin? If there's enough time at the end of the day to redeem her for a pruta. But what's really the Kedushin? The first money, not the second money. Yeah.
Is
Right. So if he gave, in the beginning he gave money for the kiddushin to.
He bought it really.
All right. So what if they spent the money before he actually wanted to get?
In this case, even though a normal kiddushin wouldn't be good, normal kiddushin, if a man gives a woman money as a present, and she spends the money, and then he says, okay, with the money I gave you, it would become Kadeshis to me. We learned before in the Gemara, it's no good. Because now you're not giving her anything. By Yiyud is a unique din. You're right, this is different than everything else. By Yiyud there's a unique din that even if the money is not there anymore, the money you bought her with was given then for Kedushin later. Which is a unique din. It doesn't work by any other case. What?
Whether specified or not?
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that the Torah gives you permission, the master, the fact that the Torah gives the master permission to marry her, that money is done with the, either the money is not there anymore, and by regular Kedushin, if the money is not there anymore, it's no good. In this case, the Torah says it's good. And the Gemara is going to discuss a lot of interesting things. Now the Gemara is going to say discuss.
So, maybe the Torah is freeing you from giving her anything to begin with. The Torah says you can marry her. It doesn't say you marry, you have to give her something. Or we take it for granted that since you marry somebody, you have to give her something.
The Torah said, "Bekedusha ki yikach ish isha," you need to buy her.
But in the case of Amay Bria, when it says you can marry her,
so the Torah says you don't have to give her anything, right? Correct.
So we don't really need to learn this. The money that it was, she was bought with, or
yeah. The fact is, what is doing the kedushin?
For freedom.
The Gemara is going to say another crazy case. Gemara is coming up to a bunch of loser cases. Based on this, Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda, yeah? What happens? A guy sells his girl as a maidservant. The father sells his daughter, yeah? The master buys her. While she's in Oma, the father accepts Kedushin for her.
From somebody else.
And then the master decides to marry her.
Ooh.
Is his Kedushin valid now?
The first one, no. The father's? The father gave her away while she's a slave?
Yeah. The guy doesn't own her.
Yeah, but she's a slave. He can't marry her if she's...
He accept Kedushin for her. Not marriage, except the Kedushin. But the one is going to discuss based on this Rabbi Yehuda, if the first money is kedushin or not. If the first money was given kedushin, then the master really comes before the new guy.
Right, right.
If you hold the kedushin is later, then the second guy's kedushin comes first. The Gemara is going to go on to hold. We'll see in a second. But let me just bring out the point. If I come over to a woman, okay? Now, you could all, any condition you want, you could do. That's the dim. All the stuff you can do, condition. We'll see in the next Gemara's. Crazy conditions. Become a Kadesh on the condition, I'll dance, I'll jump off a roof, I'll this and that, whatever you want. You can make any condition you want, yeah? A guy comes over to a woman, gives her money, says, I am a Kadesh in 30 days from now. Become a Kodesh to me in 30 days. He gives her the money now. When is the Kedushin effective?
30 days
later. That's the condition. Become a Kodesh to me in 30 days. Now what happens if 15 days later, this woman, who's an adult, all adults, yeah? She accepts Kedushin from another guy.
She has to give back the money.
That's the least of the problems. who is she Kedushin to?
She's Kedushin to the first guy. Condition,
no.
Second guy, because he's Kedusha when I was active already.
That Kedusha is not active for 30 days.
The first guy
is not affected until 30 days.
Right.
If a guy comes on the 31st day, then it's the first guy's, right?
So you mean until the 29th day she could cancel on the first guy?
Not carol, she asked, no, what you would have to do, how can you cancel?
That's my point.
She can't say, I don't want, it's too late. So but she can accept kedushin from somebody else.
So if she can't cancel, how can she accept kedushin from somebody else?
Because that's how she cancels it. She can cancel it. What happens? What happens though if a guy says, "Harei at mukdeshesli may achshav at shlei shemayim," from now to 30 days?
What?
What does that mean?
Anytime marriage. From now to 30 days.
Yeah, like no, no. What it means is, let me tell you what the condition means in Hebrew, or in Gemara Lashon at least, that when 30 days come up, you are retroactively mekudeshes to me. From now, in 30 days.
So then why is
it... One second. That means that when 30 days comes, she's retroactive mekudeshes to the guy 30 days ago.
Yeah,
so then what happens after the 15th day? She accepts kedushin from a second guy. So when the 30 days is over, the second guy's kedusha is invalid.
Right. Oh, okay.
But she's broken the condition.
No.
It hasn't reached 30 days yet.
But when 30 days, it goes back retroactively.
Then she's in trouble.
So let's see it inside the Gemara.
But I think once it's broken, it wouldn't happen anymore.
It's not true because it's going backwards.
Right, it's retroactive.
Okay, now he says like this. Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, top of 19A4 or closer to the bottom of the page. Oymer Adam Lebita Ktana. A man, according to this Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not saying this is the halacha, by the way, but he says, according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, a guy can say to his daughter, Tzi'i v'kabli kudushaych, go and accept your own kedushin. Why? From the din of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. Which is very interesting din. Normally the father has to accept kedushin for the girl under bas mitzvah, right? If the father says to this girl, go accept your own kedushin, she could do it. Why? From the din of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. How does this get to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda? Because love, I'm Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda say? Morris Rishainis Lav LeKedushin Ninu. The first money was not given for Kedushin. Right? What does Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda say the Kedushin is now? The last minute, the last hour that he's freeing her. Right? So V'chimishaye Boshav Pruta. If there's a Pruta work, an hour's work at the end of the day. Mekudeshes, right? Whose work is that? It's not the father's.
It's hers.
It's hers. What do you see from there? When the father sold the girl, he basically said, now you're on your own. So therefore, if there's a pruta left at the end... See, if you're saying the money is from the kedushin of the father, then the father's doing the kedushin. But Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda says, the initial money is not the kedushin money. Now the girl's on her own. What is she getting? Freedom from a pruta's worth of slavery. Right? Whose money is that? That's not the father's freedom. It's the girl's freedom. How can the girl accept kedushin like that? So the answer is, because once the father sold her, basically the father sanked her, now you're on your own.
But here she's not accepting. She has no choice.
Yeah. She's accepting against her will, but she's still accepting. What is the girl getting?
Freedom.
Freedom. She has to get something, though.
Right?
Right? She's getting her freedom. Because the Braisa says, if there's no pruta at the end of the day, there's no kedushin. Right. That means she needs to get a pruta worth of freedom. In meaning, she needs to get a pruta. Right? Now, the girl is getting the pruta. But she's a ketana. How could she get kedushin?
She needs to have that.
Right.
She needs what?
Intelligence. Maturity. So you see from there that once the father gives it up, the girl has the ability to accept her own kedushin. she's not mature, to accept Kedushin, it's easier than to give the Kedushin. We remember, we discussed this din already, Gemara Kedushin, but we discussed it about Lulav and an Esrig. You have to be careful on the first day Yom Tov, you can't give your kid a Lulav. Because a kid could acquire, if somebody gives him something, but a kid can't give it up. Because if somebody gives you, to accept is easier than you being the one to give. Okay? A mitzvah in the street, a kid can't get. Biblically, I mean, rabbinically we said, you know, not to fight. Chum said, if a kid picks it up, let him have it. But biblically, if a kid finds a lost article in the street, you could technically come over to him, throw him away from it, and take it and keep it. Because the kid never acquired it. Because a katan, or ktana, can never acquire. But Allah says, if somebody gives it to them, his knowledge helps for the kid to acquire. Okay? So even though a kid cannot pick something up from the street where nobody's giving it to him to acquire it, but if somebody gives it to a kid, they could acquire. Here the master is giving the kedushin to the kid through freeing her, right? Yud. So then he's giving it to her, she could acquire it. But that's only if the father lets go. Otherwise she belongs to the father. In other words, a girl, it's a good thing no girls are here, a girl under 12 is the possession and the property of her father. According to Halacha. Okay? You can't come over to a girl which belongs to her father and make kedusha with her even if she agrees. She has no say. She doesn't own herself. She's owned by the father. So the father can accept the kedushin for her. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that by Yiyud, the girl could get kedushin. How? Because the father, when he sold her, gave up his rights to her. He gave up his ownership. Therefore, Rava Amar of Nachman extrapolates from that if a father says to the girl, I give up my right, go accept your kedushin, she has a right to accept the kedushin. And mamish become an ashes ish.
That's not his intention. His intention is just to sell it for slavery.
Yeah, but he knows that there's always that.
But that means giving a price, because the master can now marry her whether the father likes it or not. So the father basically gives up his rights to the daughter.
But he is talking about any case. You don't have to be a slave.
Yeah, but that's only if the father gives up ownership.
Rabbi, let me.
I let you go. Do whatever you want.
No. I mean, the father has to say, "See the kabbal kedushich." If a father says to his daughter, you can go wherever you want, he doesn't mean kedushin. He has to be able to say, I'm giving up my right of kedushin to you.
Okay.
He can't say, go to the movies, go do it. Go out, wherever, can I go out? Yeah, go wherever you want. Doesn't mean she can go and get kedushin.
No, I'm saying, that you are not my responsibility anymore.
No, but he has to say, see the kabli kedusheich. He has to tell you, go accept the kedushin. Then it would be okay.
It has to be specific.
Yeah.
Rabbi, let me ask you a quick question, please. Is it necessary for the father, when he sells her into slavery, and then she later gets married, it's okay, because he gave up his rights, is it required that he knew of that halacha, the father, or it's not required he knew of that halacha?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No. Even if he doesn't know the halacha, that's the halacha.
Got it.
So minor accepting kedushin is only valid according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Not according to...
the Chachamim. But that might be the halacha, by the way. It looks like that's the halacha. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara takes it a step further. The Amr of Amr of Nachman, a Mekadish b'milva shiyashula mashkin, based on this din of Rabbi Yehuda, we learn out another din. That what? That if a man is mekadesh a woman with a milva, with a loan, where the collateral is there, shiyashala mashkin, mekudeshes, it's also mekudeshes from the dinner of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Meaning like this. normally there's a din that you mentioned before. If I lend a woman $100, we learned before in Davov, Amar Abaya, famous Gemara, Amakadish b'milva, ain't a mukadeshes. Okay? If I, meaning I gave a woman a loan, $100 a week ago. Nothing to do with Kedushim. I gave a woman a loan for $100. Today I come to her and say, you know what? That money that I gave you a week ago as a loan should be money for Kedushim. Okay? So the din is Einu Mekudeshes. It's not good.
Even she agrees?
Even she agrees. He didn't give her anything now. The Gemara says a rule. Milva lehitzah nitna. Milva alone was made to spend. Even if she has the money in her hand.
It's not for that purpose.
He right now he's not giving her anything. Okay? The money I gave you was made to spend. You owe me $100. But right now I'm not giving you anything. By the way, if the man says to the woman, Hareyat Mukadeshusli, with the pleasure that you don't have to pay me back the loan,
that's good. That's good.
Then he's giving her now something worth $100. Yeah. Then it's good. So it depends on the language that you use. Okay, when a guy says you're mekadeshes to me with the loan I gave you, she still has to pay it back. Right? He didn't say I'm forgiving the loan.
Do you measure the amount of pleasure whether it's worth
it? Yeah.
The loan is $100. So
if a guy says to a lady, he's a dancer, yeah, a juggler, yeah, a guy says to a woman, "Hareyat mekadeshesli with my juggling." No.
Is there a show?
That's tomorrow all over the place.
Pleasure.
Yeah? Now people pay money to see a juggler.
That's true.
Right? If he does enough juggling, no, that's the law, which is worth a pruta, it's Kedushi. He's giving her now the enjoyment.
Who estimates how long it takes?
So again, whatever market value is, let's say a juggler takes $100 an hour, let's say, right? Let's say he takes $100 an hour, you divide that into a pruta, right? And divide by the time. So that time would be worth a pruta. It doesn't have to be, we learned in the Mishnah, first Mishnah, Shava Kesef is Shava Kesef. It doesn't have to be, in fact, the Gemara says another thing, we learned that before also. Normally the man has to give the woman. You know? Sometimes you have a very, very choshiva person, a very, very prominent person, that if you give him a gift and he accepts it,
it
gives you pleasure. Right? Normally, you get pleasure when you accept something, not when you give something. But sometimes a person is very prominent, chosh of a person, that you give him something and they accept it, that's pleasure to me. Yeah? So then the Gemara says, in that case, if a woman gives something to the man, okay, and the man says to the woman, Hare at mekudeshesli, with the pleasure that I gave you by accepting your gift.
Wow.
It's mekudeshes.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's not taking that at all, is he?
Huh? No, because the bottom line is, he gave her pleasure worth the pruta. So anytime there's, whatever it is, if it's a pruta of benefit, it is, right? Now, let's get back to this Gemara. A mekadesh b'milva, if you give a woman a loan, and then a week later, or 10 minutes later even, you say, okay, Hareyat Mekudeshesli with that loan, it's worthless. Because now you're not giving anything. What happens if there's collateral on the loan? There's an object of collateral, of security. Then the din is, it's Mekudeshes. That's what the Gemara wants to say here. From Rabbi Yehesi and Rabbi Yehuda's din, so the Gemara extrapolates. Based on Rabbi Yehesi and Rabbi Yehuda's din, the Gemara is going to explain it. According to Rabbi Yehesi and Rabbi Yehuda's din, that the first money was not given for Kedushin. Okay? We can learn out of din that if you do a Kedushin with a loan, but there's collateral, then it is Mekudeshes. What's it? Why? It says like this. Lav Amar Rabbi Yehesi did, Rabbi Yehesi and Rabbi Yehuda not say. Mois Arishainis, Lav LeKedushinin. The first money was not for Kedushin. Okay? So, what is the master giving the woman? Giving her freedom, right? The debt of service. In other words, technically, she owes him service. Because he bought her, right? She owes him work. Now the owner is giving her up. Okay? That lechet is a milva. That's a loan. She owes him money. Not money, work. She owes him work. And now he says, you don't have to give it to me. Right? But she is the collateral. So it says, Hai halvahi, there's a, technically a loan that she owes him of work. V'gufa mashkin, and she is the collateral for the loan. Therefore, if there's a shava pruta left at the end of the day's work, have a kedushin, it would be kedushin by the din of yiud. The same thing, because there's a forgoing a loan which there is a security, the kedushin takes effect also. And that's what Rav Amar Rav Nachman says. According to that case, a mekadish b'milva. If you hold a kribesi b'Rabbi Yehuda, from yield you learn out that even when you forgive the debt, you don't say you're forgiving the debt. You say with the money that I bought you with, that is mekadushin, and she's the collateral, so therefore the kedushin is valid.
But how's the parallel with the collateral, the object for a loan?
She's the object.
No, I mean for a loan, You give her $100 and she gives you collateral.
Right.
So how does, I'm not sure how.
And then he gives her the collateral.
He says you can keep the collateral.
No. Then he gives her back the collateral.
Well, he gives her back the collateral. That's what he uses to be Mekadesh.
Right. So then it would be good. Why? Because in this case she's the collateral. And that's what she's getting.
In this case of slave.
Right. So just like by you, it would be good. It would be good in this case too. But these are all these like crazy cases. But the bottom line is, if the woman is getting a benefit of a pruta by hook or by crook, right? Then it's a valid kedushin, and it wouldn't matter.
She has no choice.
But over here, she has no choice. That's the only uniqueness that the Torah says. Here she doesn't have a choice. By regular kedushin she has choice, and they're not. By yibum she also doesn't have a choice. By the din of yibum, she can scream, "I don't want to marry the guy."
Oh, right.
She can scream from today till tomorrow, "I don't want to marry you." She has to do chalitza then, but there is this responsibility.
Oh, she can get out of it as well as the man can.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you say she has to do yibum or she can't get
it? Whatever the lady says, listen, your brother I was able to tolerate and you not.
It's
gonna
be a very
no, really.
Like your brother wasn't enough.
Yeah. No, the Gemara says like they both had professions that, like in the olden times, like
they worked in tanneries.
Tannery, or he used to collect the dog manure and all that junk. So even though the brother also did it, she could say, from your brother I was able to tolerate. From you I don't want. I want to do chalitza.
She could do it.
Yeah.
I thought you said she has no choice.
No, I'm saying, she just, there's an obligation of yibum or chalitza. She has to do one of the two. It's not up to her. She can't say, I don't want this guy, goodbye. There's either obligation of marriage or chalitza. But there is something there. Like it says, the Gemara said before the expression, Minashamayim kamaknala. They gave it from heaven. God made the shidduch.
Oh, because he died.
Because he died. And the Hashem says, you're bound to her.
So Hashem is the best man.
Hashem is the best man. Okay. Tan Rabbanan learned. Ketzad mitzvah yud. What? How does the mitzvah of yud work? Like, what do you do? It says, in front of two people. Okay? Hareyat mukadeshes li, you are mukadeshes to me, mureses to me, betrothed to me. Afilu besef sheish, even at the end of the 6 years. Afilu samach lishkir sacham, even right before sundown. V'neag ba minik ishus, and he acts with her like a husband, and not minik shivchus, that is yud. So according to the first opinion, even if it's a second at the end of the day, it's good. Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Yehuda says no. Im yeshoyes b'yayim k'dei lasisi meshava pruta, if there's like an hour left of the day, where there's enough work for a pruta's worth, mukadashis. If not, it's good. V'im lav ain't a mukadashis.
Don't you need a witness?
You said before in front of two people. Amal b'finish shnayim, it has to be in front of two people. Yeah, even by yud, you need kedushin. It needs to be a done kedushin. The only difference between yud and anything else is, number one, the kid, the ketana, could do it without the father's permission, and she doesn't. She has no choice in the matter. Not her, not the father, because the father gave up his rights when he sold it. That the master could do it, would marry her if he wants.
How about the boy? If it's a boy slave,
no. Under bar mitzvah, first there's no such thing as a boy slave under bar mitzvah. You can't sell a kid as a slave.
You can?
Nope.
Only a girl?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm? The girl gets out. The
you're
boy,
really lucky.
The boy just starts at the age.
Yeah. You can't sell a cotton for a slave.
Really? That's interesting.
Why? Is
why?
Because the Torah says if he stole and he can't pay it back, a kid steals. It's not.
Father doesn't own him.
No, that's what I'm saying. He, to sell himself also he can't.
I didn't get that
far. The father only owns the girl's rights, not the boy's rights.
Under bar mitzvah, brother.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Well, what is that thing you said about them? If the boy steals, what is that?
No, how do you get a Jewish slave, a male slave? If a guy steals and he can't pay it back, so Bez Din sells him as a slave.
Right.
Or a guy is so broke that he can't pay for his own food, so then he can sell himself. But a cotton can't do that.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's it.
And the cotton doesn't. The father doesn't have the right over his cotton. Only the ketana.
Very interesting.
No, but he has the right.
Male-dominated religion.
Cool.
Okay. And then he says like this. Marshal, what is this? A marshal to? This is the case we said before. La'em eliisha. If a man says to a woman, his kachali may achshav la'achosh la'ishimim, become a trust to me now. After 30 days. And now somebody else came and did Kedushin to her in 30 days. The Kedushin is valid from the first guy. Because he said from now to 30 days. So when 30 days happen, retroactively, she's Mekudeshes to the first guy.
And it happened today?
Huh?
And that happened today?
What, these conditions?
Yeah.
I mean, it says not to do them, but if a guy did it, they're valid.
Can I ask you?
Yeah, then that's what happens.
Rabbi, what? Is there a reason? I understand what you just said about a katan no a katana yet.
That's what the Torah says.
Is there any reason or why? What's the difference? Does the Torah offer a reason for that?
Women from the age, younger and older, basically they're under the jurisdiction of either a father or a husband. Boys don't have that jurisdiction.
Okay.
They're not under anybody's jurisdiction. It's just that the Chacham said, if a katan finds something in the street, the kid, boy, finds something in the street, goes to the parents because the parents support him. It's only right that but if the kid, if you have a 10-year-old entrepreneur that supports the father, and the kid finds something in the street, halachically he can keep it.
So what if the father can afford to support the son, young
guys? Then go to work.
Don't send him to work.
Yeah, but he can't make him a slave.
Doesn't include lemonade stands.
No.
Okay.
No, you get what?
So, what if the guy said, what if the guy meant now and in 30 days, but he said in 30 days and she misheard him, but he had thoughts?
No, it depends actually what he said.
Even if he had thoughts?
Yeah, yeah. What he said is what she heard. What if she thought, because don't forget, this is done in front of two witnesses, right? Oh, any kedusha has to be done for the. So what happens if the man said something and the woman thought he said something else, but the witnesses heard what he said? So then it goes by what he said, not what she thought that he said.
So what's the point of that?
She has to accept it and accept the condition. It might be sometimes kedusha tois. It might, if she thought he said something else, right? And she would have never accepted based on what the guy said, but she only accepted because she thought he said something else. Then you're right, it's not a valid kedusha. Because she's not accepting what he said. She thought he said something else, and he didn't say it.
Do they have to write it down?
No.
As in ketubah?
No. It's a condition. It's in any monetary issue, you make conditions.
So here, the witnesses are not at the time of kedushin. It's later on.
Well, now's the time of kedushin.
Well, the money was given when he purchased...
Yeah, but when is it... That, one second. The money was only given when later he does a kedushin. If the master never decides to marry her, she's not married to the master.
I understand.
No.
But typically, the witnesses and the transfer of money are at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, but in this case, not. It depends. If you hold the first money as the shem kedushin, right, then the transfer money was done a long time ago. Now you only need to say Arayat Mekudesh in front of the two witnesses.
Well, according to the other view, the first money is not Kedushin.
Right.
You don't need witnesses?
You do need. It's also. The only difference is, if it's not in the din, Amal of Efnei Shnayim, that's not a difference. He's saying, B'Seif Sheish, even Samach, that's the difference. If you need time to work or not time to work.
Mm-hmm. So this analogy is what?
Oh, when the Gemara says Moshe Laman, which opinion is this analogy for? Is it for Isi Rabbi Yehuda or is it for the Chachamim? So we just start this. Ilei me Moshe Rabbi Isi Rabbi Yehuda, meaning im yesho is b'yem kedei lasi si meshav apruta, that if there's time to do work, then mekudeshes v'im lav lei, and if not. So the same thing over here. The fact that retroactively. Because what do they hold? What do they hold? According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the yield does not take effect retroactively, only from here on. So if a guy did kedushin before, then the second kedushin would be valid, not the first guy's. Right? And he says, Amar Ravach Berei D'Rava, no, it's a mashal for the Rabbanan. That yield takes effect retroactively, because what does the Chachamim hold? The first money is done for Kedushin, right? Which means that when the Kedushin is done now, the Kedushin is done retroactively, right? So Gemara says, Pshit, of course. Of course, that's what they say. So he says, Mao the time I would think, Halei Amalei Me'afshi, by yield, the guy didn't say from now. When the father gave him the money, they never said the word, from now when you do the Kedushin. So I would think it's not good. The chiddush is, even if you didn't say I'm giving you the money for kedushin, the fact that you gave the money for kedushin, any time later that the yield takes place, it's retroactive. And therefore it would be a very interesting din. According to the Chachamim, if the father accepts kedushin for her, 4 years into the slavery, and at the end of 6 years, the husband does yield with her, the first guy's kedushin is worthless. Because where it says it's retroactively to the time she was sold. According to Isi ben Rabbi Yehuda, that the first money, Rabbi Isi ben Rabbi Yehuda, that the first money was not given the shame kedushin. The kedushin starts from now, at the end of the 6 years. So if the father accepted kedushin for her from somebody else, then that guy's kedushin is valid, not the master's.
Oh, yeah.